Now Playing at the Drive-In, Bands, Weddings, Anything, by Andrew Chow. Bree and Lindsay Leverton had their dream wedding all planned out. In April, they were going to get married at a century-old mansion in downtown Austin, with their guests sipping cocktails on a veranda by the pool. Instead, they found themselves 20 miles south of town, tying the knot at a drive-in on a dirt road surrounded by cows. A formation of cars blasted their horns in delight. When our wedding planner asked us about getting married at a drive-in, we looked at each other and said, "That sounds insane," Lindsay said. The coronavirus has upended countless minor and major life events over the past few months. While many of these plans were canceled, a surprising share migrated to the drive-in movie theater, where social distancing via cars and pickup trucks is the norm. These theaters have scrambled to pivot their entire business model in the face of disappearing film releases and have unwittingly become catch-all communal hubs across the country. Drive-ins are being contacted like they used to be for everything in the community, says filmmaker April Wright, who directed the documentary Going Attractions, the definitive story of the movie palace. They're hosting church services, weddings, graduations, dance recitals, concerts, stand-up comedy. Shifts to events like outdoor weddings and smaller-scale concerts serve as creative ways to stay afloat in an industry that was unforgiving before the pandemic. The number of drive-ins in the U.S. has continually dwindled, especially as home and handheld entertainment command more and more attention. Now, increased costs, a delayed film slate, and potential competition from pop-ups. The Tribeca Film Festival, for example, is programming drive-in experiences at beaches, sports stadiums, and even Walmart parking lots, are making some theaters skeptical they can last through the crisis. "A lot of us are really struggling," says Nathan McDonald, the owner of the 66 Drive-In in southwestern Missouri. "If movies continue to be pushed, I'll probably close in late August."